92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Monday morning, 10:37-ish, plus and counting. And that means we got Lexi Mendoza in the studio from ADX Digital. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. You can call them here at the office, 262-6000, or shoot them an email, connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. Lexi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Jake. How about you?
I'm doing great. Did you have fun this weekend? What'd you get out and do?
Yeah, I went to the Crawfish Festival, so that was nice. Yeah. It was a nice weekend for that. We rode our bikes, thank goodness, because parking was like $20 anywhere you went.
Yep.
But the crawfish line was huge. It was so long by the time we got there, so we had to skip out on the crawfish. But the festival was awesome. It was a fun time.
Yeah, Cordova Crawfish Company, man, they know how to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we always talk about, sometimes I think a lot of our listeners may think, well, you know, this doesn't really apply to me. I don't understand what they're talking about. This is too into the digital realm. So we're gonna bring it back a little bit today, kind of get back to the basics, because this is a lot of information that isn't readily available, especially to our business leaders. They've got things to do. They're running their business. They don't have time to learn about all these digital trends and all of these social media outlets. And it's so much. It really is. So that's why you're here.
It can be. Yeah, it can be a lot. Yeah, like Jake said, we're going to take it back to the basics today, and we're just going to touch on 8 things to know about digital advertising. Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting with what is digital advertising, and that's primarily when, you know, people are buying advertising space, and it's across websites, it's across mobile apps, like apps on your phone. It could be even social media platforms, for example, anything on Facebook or Instagram. You know, I get Instagram ads all the time, like scrolling through Instagram and then getting an ad. That's actually how I bought my latest pair of sunglasses. I got served an ad and I was like, oh, I like these.
Nice.
But that is all digital advertising. And the big thing to note with digital advertising that is different from traditional advertising in the past is the targeting capabilities and the tracking capabilities of digital. So with the targeting capabilities, you know, we're able to target specific audiences, and it's based on their online behaviors, what their interests are, what they're searching for online, where they're going, what their purchase habits are. We're able to use all this information to really put your ad in front of somebody who may be interested or is likely to be interested in your product or service, and we're serving that ad digitally. So if you are looking to add digital advertising into your media mix, we're just going to jump in to 8 different things that you should know or consider kind of as you go through the process of maybe I should add this into my media mix, or maybe I should start doing some digital advertising. So the first thing to know is it's very likely that your competitors are probably already doing some digital advertising. So, you know, when you look at just Facebook alone, there's over 5 million businesses advertising on Facebook. And this, again, with Facebook, we can do that targeted advertising. So most of these doing this targeted advertising on Facebook are small to medium sized businesses. You know, we look at 2019 as a huge milestone because that is the first year where advertisers were actually spending more money on digital than they were on traditional advertising. And since then, it's just going to continue to climb. So since 2019, we've almost doubled the spend across the United States of ad spend on digital. We have about $200 billion last year on digital ad spend, and that's like double what it was in 2019. So over the past 5 years, it's basically doubled. And it's just going to continue to climb because everybody is always online now, on their websites, on their mobile devices. You know, we'll talk through this too, but OTT on their connected devices, a lot of people are what we call cord cutters now. They aren't watching, they don't have cable. They're watching TV through streaming. And that's another one, or that's one of our products that we're able to serve ads through, our OTT product. But there is, you know, a lot of people that are seeing these digital ads in various different ways, depending on where they are.
Yeah, subscriptions have changed from, you know, print media to online digital media. And I know a lot of that money you're talking about, you know, doubling the spend across America, I know a lot of that came from what we normally traditionally spent on print media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so exactly.
Just the times they are a-changing.
Yeah, and you know, some of our capabilities, for example, like we have a way, it's called custom audience matching. And we're actually able to take a list and serve a digital ad to that list of people that you give us, whether they're your existing customers or customers that bought from you years ago and haven't bought since or something like that. And so, you know, when you kind of compare that to direct mail, it's kind of like a current form of direct mail. I like to think of it that way, because you're taking the same list and instead of sending something in the mail to these people, you'd be serving them a digital ad. You know, it's a better way to reach them because they can actually go to that digital ad, click directly to your website or look through your services. You know, we have retargeting with that digital ad as well, where they can see the ad multiple times, whereas direct mail, usually it's only one time. And so there's a lot of current digital ways or strategies that were kind of modeled off of like print or other, you know, older traditional forms of advertising.
Yep.
On that note, so the next thing here to know is make your advertising mobile. So no surprise, but a lot of people are on their smartphones these days and tablets. So there's and the thing kind of important about this is, you know, when you're on your mobile device, you have an option to be looking on a website or you have an option to be in a mobile app. And so a lot of people are actually about 90% of people on their smartphones, spending time on their smartphones, are on apps. So a lot of people are actually on apps over websites. So that's just something to note. And one of our products, so our mobile conquesting products, is a way to reach people when they're on their mobile devices, specifically when they're on, you know, apps or websites. So mobile conquesting is a product that we have to offer. It's based on location-based data, on demographic data, and also behavioral, which are those online and offline behaviors that people are taking that allow us to identify specific groups of people and target specific groups of people. And so we're able to reach consumers by utilizing these targeting capabilities. And we're able to do it either in a display form or a video form as well. And so all of these display and or video ads will serve to people's mobile devices, which includes smartphones as well as tablets. So, you know, from specifically targeting competitors, so one of our strategies with our mobile conquesting product is actually geofencing. So we can actually take a specific business or a specific location and draw a small radius around that business to target people that are actually in that location in real time. So that's one of our strategies specific to mobile conquesting. We can also do that on a couple of other of our products as well. But we can also, for example, with mobile conquesting, that's something that's very unique is we can target and serve ads only during specific weather triggers. So maybe when it's cold or maybe when it's raining, we're able to identify, you know, when it's raining and serve an ad maybe for umbrellas, or if it's cold and you want to serve an ad for hot tea, something like that. And
that
so,
is incredible. I yeah, love that. That is incredible.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Or if it's really hot in the summer and you want to promote, you know, your ice cream, that's a great, you know, so those are very specific to mobile conquesting. But something to note here is people are primarily on their mobile devices. So our mobile conquesting product is a great option here to reach people when they're on their phones, when they're on the go. And on that note as well, something unique to mobile conquesting that we're able to do at no additional cost is track return on investment through on-site visit tracking. So this is great for brick and mortar like stores or restaurants, for example. Like if you want to see return on investment, we can actually track who sees your ad and then within 2 weeks comes to your business. So that's a great way. And this will show up in our monthly reporting. We'll show you monthly reports of how many verified visits you have as well as the estimated, because, you know, not everybody is going to have their location services turned on or be scrolling while they're at the location. So there are those specific caveats to being able to track verified visits, but we'll also show you the estimated so you can kind of get an idea of how many people are actually driving to your business from our specific ads.
you have questions or comments this morning, let us know. 437-1620. I've got Lexi Mendoza in the studio from ADX Digital. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Talking about digital advertising, going back to the basics and kind of starting from the beginning. If you're a local business or if you have business ties here in this area and you're working on a much bigger scale even, ADX Digital is the digital marketing partner for you. Call them today, 262-6000, and they will get you set up with a strategy and a marketing plan to serve your customers and to serve you.
Yeah. And actually, the third one here, you kind of touched on it, is we're going to talk a little bit about how great digital is for hyperlocal advertising. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great. You can scale it as well. Like, we can reach anywhere in the United States, but I do want to touch on how unique it is for localized businesses because, for example, if you look for certain products, a lot of times you can only DMA target, which includes like a large area. And that's great if your company reaches and wants to serve that large area. But if it doesn't and you just want to reach, be able to focus on your specific community, focus on your neighborhood, the area that matters the most for you, you can do that. We can get very localized with our targeting. So all of our digital campaigns, we start with a geography. And that geography can be a specific mile radius around your business. So we can serve ads just to those people within, you know, a 1, 3, or 5 mile radius around your specific business. We could also identify specific zip codes and just target those specific zip codes. So if you know you have traffic that primarily drives from a certain zip code, or if you want to target the zip codes you're not currently getting a ton of business from to try and bring those people in, you can do that as well. If you want to target by county, we can do that by zip code as well. So we can get very localized with, you know, our geo targeting and who you want to reach. And we can also target by city. So if you want to target the entire city where your business is located, that's another option as well. But with that being said, if you, you know, as your business grows and as you start to scale, you can start to scale that geography larger. So you're able to target more zips. You're able to target, you know, multiple cities. We can target anywhere in the United States. So, you know, you can expand your target as your business grows, but it is very unique with our targeting, how hyperlocal we can get with the geography so that you can really focus on your community and bring people into your business that are, you know, within a close radius of where your business is located. All righty. Number four. So the fourth thing to know about digital is you can track metrics with digital. So I kind of mentioned this when I was first kind of giving the brief overview, but with digital advertising, something that is pretty unique to digital is you're able to track return on investment in a lot of different ways. So when I was talking about mobile conquesting, I did mention that on-site visit tracking. So that's one way to track return on investment. You're able to see how many people who saw your ad came to your business within a 2-week period after seeing your ad. But on top of that, we can also provide, or we do provide, monthly reporting. And in that monthly reporting, we can provide a variety of metrics. So you can see on a monthly basis with your digital campaigns how many impressions are serving, which is how many people are actually seeing your ad. You can see how many people are clicking on your ad. You can see conversions. So conversions are going to be specific actions that people are taking on your website. So for example, if you have a menu on your website, we can count menu downloads as a conversion. Or if you have a website where you can purchase tickets to a show directly from your website, we can track clicks to that buy tickets button. Or if you have a ton of different pages on your website and you want to track how many people are reviewing your services page, or going to your contact us page or filling out a contact us form, those are all conversions that we can track as well.
And then that changes how you might structure your whole website.
Yeah.
You know, because you're thinking, hey, I'm getting so much traffic to this one area of my website. I want to pump that up and make that better.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, good metrics.
Yeah, and the ad itself is going to click through to your website. So if your traffic is going primarily to one page, then yeah, maybe we'll look to switch the click-through URL or where the ad clicks through to that page that everybody is already going to. Cool. Or, you know, for example, if form fill-outs is one of your main conversions that you want to track, and you're not getting a lot of form fill outs, maybe we need to look at the number of fields on that actual form fill out. If it's, you know, upwards of 10 fields, a lot of people probably aren't going to fill that out. You're going to want to get it to between 3 to 6 fields to really see a high return on that. Mm-hmm. So all of this monthly reporting is used when we make changes to the campaign to ensure it's performing at its best. And also in the reporting, you're going to get to see a lot of different breakouts. So our monthly reporting is going to show you what websites and apps your impressions are serving on. It'll show you, I think, about the top 20 of where the top impressions are serving. So you can see what websites and apps you're serving across. We'll also be able to show you performance by creative. So, you know, how many people are, or if you're running multiple creative, how many people are clicking on one creative versus the other. And then maybe we just shift the one creative that's performing better. You can also see device performance. So how many people are clicking and looking at your ad across desktop versus mobile and tablet. And then lastly, just keywords. So if we're doing keyword targeting, we can see which keywords are driving the most impressions and clicks and put more budget towards those keywords that are performing the best. So conversions are very important. Conversions are key when we're looking at return on investment. And that's kind of how we measure the success of the campaign and how we continue to, we use the word optimize, but I guess improve the campaign so that it performs the best that it can for the client. So number 5 is going to be video. So we've talked a little bit about video here before, but video really is a great tool when it comes to the different types of creative or types of ads that you can run. With video, we have seen just higher engagement overall as well as higher recall. So people really remember a video ad more than they would remember a display ad. You know, and not every business has video, so I do realize it could be a little tricky, but there are some apps. For example, there's an app called Ripple as well as Legend that will help you make video. So if you're a business and you don't have video or anything like that, and you haven't really played or tried to create any video, I would urge you to check out those apps. I mean, a lot of videos these days aren't, you know, professionally shot. They're shot on an iPhone, and Right. The video comes out just as good as you would see a professional video. So, you know, don't be scared, I guess, of video if you don't have like professional resources to create a video ad, because a lot of really good performing ads really are homemade and they're shot on smartphones. But
you said that was Ripple and Legend?
Yeah, so Ripple is spelled R-I-P-L.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
R-I-P-L.
And then Legend.
And I guess you have to pay for these apps probably.
I think so, yes. Yeah. they are pretty cool. They have templates, they have that you can use when creating the ads, and a lot of it is social media gauged, but a lot of the video ads that we serve will be about 15 seconds long. You can run 15 to 30 for a lot of our different products, but typically we would recommend 15 because the 15 seconds with a lot of our products will go ahead and autoplay when it scrolls onto the video, whereas 30 you have to like click to play the video. And a lot of people just, you know, there's a lot of high engagement, I think, with 15s versus 30s just because they're a little bit longer.
Right.
So the shorter the video, the better. But video really is a really great tool to use. It's, you know, 80% of internet users remember a video over a display ad that they've seen in the last 30 days. And 90% of consumers have claimed that video helps them to make a purchase decision. And that's just because the video, you have more time to engage with the product or the service itself. It kind of provides more info and insight. I combine those two words. Mm-hmm. Info and insight into the product or the service. And you kind of get a better idea of what it is and how, you know, it may be a good fit for you.
A little personal anecdote real quick on that. When I was a kid, I used to get these drum, you know, magazines sent to me and these drum catalogs, and it had all these products and all these drum sets, and I would just search through thousands of drum sets all day. But I saw one of my favorite drummers playing on the Dave Letterman show, and I got to see him play his drum kit, and watching him play the drum kit, it could have been the worst drum set in the world, but because he was playing it and I saw that video of him playing it, I was like, I want those. It's just, there is something about the power of seeing a video and seeing a product that you want being used and being demonstrated in that video.
Yeah.
There's just something about it.
It gives it a more humane or human aspect to it.
Right.
So yeah, video is great. I would definitely encourage you to create some video. And you know, we have many, many products that allow for video. So reach out to us. We are almost at time, so I'll go through these next couple pretty quickly. So diversify is going to be number six here. Diversify is just really utilizing different platforms, different products all at the same time. So, you know, when you talk about a media mix, that's just referring to all the different products that you're running. We have a variety of different products and they all kind of reach different people. For example, we have audio products. So our audio product is going to reach people who are listening to, you know, music content or podcasts or sporting content. And then we also have audio or display and video products as well, which are going to reach people while they're on their websites or apps on their phones or on a desktop or even our OTT video when people are watching, you know, their connected devices. So their Roku, their Sling TV, all that sort of thing. So it's very important, you know, like people are kind of all over these different devices and different times or different areas. It's going to reach different audiences. There's going to be some overlap between the audiences, but sometimes you're going to have more people that you'll reach on an audio because more people are going to be, or because you have a specific audience on audio versus a specific audience that's going to be on OTT, you know? So it is important to kind of diversify your audio mix to make sure you're reaching everybody. And then number seven is ad spending is affordable. So all of our products, you know, the services are going to start at a penny per impression. And with that, doesn't matter what product it is, you're going to get the targeting with it. And you'll get to layer on a couple different strategies with all of our products. So that is something to note. And, you know, the prices will vary depending on the product, you know, video versus display or OTT. You know, that's something that we can always go with you or go through with you when we're in our initial meetings. And then lastly, it can be easy to understand, right? So the key here is to really find yourself an expert. So enter ADX Digital.
Yep.
We're here to help you. You know, our process is typically we have that initial meeting with you. We give you a presentation and then we tailor that campaign to your business and we go from there.
All right. Just remember that your competitors are already advertising in the digital space. Make it mobile. It's great for hyper local advertising and tracking your return on investment. Diversify and find an expert team today, and that's ADX Digital, ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Thank you so much for being here, Lexi.
Thank you.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.